Industry chatter continues now. The Internal Revenue Service pulls the plug on a contract with Tax Slayer. After the IRS realizes the proposal's non-compliant, the agency reopens the competition. Tax Slayer's competitor wins, but the IRS cancels the procurement. Bill Welch is a partner at McMahon Welch & Learned and my next guest on Industry Chatter. Bill, this sounds like it's a little convoluted deal. Who is Tax Slayer and how did they get into this situation? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure. Actually, there was not an award decision here. This was still in the middle of the procurement. Well, not middle. It was toward the end of the procurement. Tax Slayer was a manufacturer of a software product that the IRS was looking for. The incumbent was a company called TaxWise. They were providing electronic tax return preparation and transmission to the IRS, and they had to compete this, or recompete this procurement. And the agency, through a series of down selects, selected these two companies, the incumbent TaxWise and competitor TaxSlayer, for this new software product or upgrade to the software product. And they made an initial decision that TaxSlayer was the most favorable, but they didn't make an award decision because then they decided when the source selection authority reviewed the information, the source selection authority said, well, maybe this wasn't done in accordance with the terms of the solicitation, so they redid it. They asked for final proposal revisions. The next round, the evaluators said, oh, TaxWise was much better than TaxSlayer. And then that made the contracting officer, source selection authority official, even more suspicious. So they started looking more and more closely at it, and the evaluators had a different set of instructions for each of the two final legs of the evaluation, and the contracting officer just kind of threw up his arms saying, if this is protested, we have to defend all this, we have to reveal all this, and so the contracting officer said, look, we just need to start all over. So they canceled the entire RFP. Tax Slayer then protested, saying the cancellation was unreasonable, saying that the IRS hadn't found any defects in the RFP, so it was unreasonable for them to cancel. What they should have done was simply just amend and ask for new final proposal revisions.
So, all right, it's hard to tell the tax software without a scorecard. So here's what I got. Tax Slayer originally won against the incumbent, then they lost, then they won again, and then the umpire canceled the game. Am I following correctly, Bill?
Well, that's a little bit of an overstatement. One, there was no final award decision. The important thing was, the agency is always wary of a protest. Protests are very unique to the federal government and some state governments. You know, you don't see it in the private sector. So any award decision on the federal level has to be made, especially one of this size, has to be made with the idea that it's going to be potentially protested, so it has to be defensible. And the contracting officer knew that if they made a final award decision that the other company was going to protest, that all this stuff would come out. So they said, look, you know, this is not defensible, so let's just start over. So that's what they decided to do. GAO gives an agency a tremendous amount of discretion in canceling an RFP. Frankly, in 23 years, I don't think I've ever protested a cancellation. It's just not worth it. They have so much discretion. But in this case, Tax Slayer thought they had a good argument, and they went into it, and GAO took them seriously. GAO even held a hearing on this. And eventually, GAO said what they always say, which is that in review of the agency documents, the ultimate decision was reasonable and well documented in the record. And so the GAO said it was proper for them to cancel and start over if they thought there was a real problem here.
You're writing about this case in the Washington Business Journal, and we have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. I'm talking to Bill Welch of McMahon Welch & Learned. And you write in your Business Journal piece, in a negotiated procurement, the contracting agency has broad discretion in deciding whether to cancel a solicitation and need only have a reasonable basis for doing so. Now, I underlined reasonable basis because it sounds like that could be either a legal term or a technical term, or it might not be either one. Is it one of those, and does that make a difference in the way this is a case like this is interpreted?
Yes, it is. It is both a legal and a technical term, there are two, I guess you might say, two elements. One, the reasonable basis must be documented in the record contemporaneously, you know, at the time the decision was made. It can't be added later. And two, it has to pass sort of a reasonable person test. Even though you might disagree with the ultimate decision, would a reasonable person be justified in doing what they did? And the GAO gives the agency a significant amount of discretion, and GAO said, yeah, okay, you can do it.
And you propose in this piece that this was not just the right decision by the letter of GAO's decision, but given the track record of this, that it make more sense from a let's get it done point of view to actually just throw it out and start over again.
Well, if they had tried to just get it done and make a final decision and put the final decision out there, it would have been challenged by the other company, you know, whoever lost. And all of this stuff would come out, and it would just be a big mess. And eventually, the IRS would either have to amend the solicitation and go out for new final proposal revisions, which is what TaxSlayer wanted, or they'd have to just cancel everything. It's easier to cancel everything up front if you have this much of a mess and this inconsistent of an evaluation across the board, and just start again.
Bill, it's quite a case, and you describe it well, and I thank you very much for coming on to talk about it with me today. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.